I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The chairman of the New York Stock Exchange has resigned. Dick Grasso was under fire for his humongous pay package. He stepped down last night. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles to talk about this is Tess Viglin. All right, Tess, the obvious question, Mr. Grasso is gone. Who's taking his place, and how does the New York Stock Exchange get itself right with people again?
Well, Alex, it's going to be a while before this all goes away, and the exchange can, you know, get back to just being the place where all those floor traders in blue jackets bark buy and sell orders at each other. The exchange is basically now going to have to subject itself to the kind of corporate reforms other companies have had forced on them in the last year or two. As for who's replacing Grasso, the early pick was board member Larry Sonsini, but he turned the job down. And now in the interim, it looks like Carl McCall, who heads up the board of directors, is going to step in. Of course, McCall was on the compensation committee that designed Grasso's pay deal.
Tess, another thing was the head of the exchange is not only a CEO of an enterprise, but he's also a regulator of other companies. Is that something that's going to have to be dealt with?
Absolutely. And it's a huge question. And there's already movement within the board of directors to adjust how much power the exchange chairman has. One change would be to take away the chairman's say over who gets on the board in the first place, especially the compensation committee. There are also questions of whether the exchange should keep its status as a regulator of the companies listed on it, or whether that function should go to a separate entity.
I understand there's chatter going again this morning about taking the exchange public.
Right. In fact, it's reportedly going to be the topic of discussion at a special meeting called for later today of the 1,300 or so members who hold seats on the exchange. It's not the first time the idea has been floated, but it's never really come to fruition. But if the exchange issued an IPO, then it would be accountable to shareholders instead of to the companies that are listed on the big board. And in these days of shareholder activism, that could spell a revolution for the for the exchange.
What's the effect of this going to be on the pay for other CEOs? Nothing, because Mr. Grasso is really kind of a different kind of creature running the New York Stock Exchange? Or is this going to bring yet more attention on this touchy subject?
Well, it's a good question. Of course, this is just the latest in a string of embarrassments of riches for corporate CEOs. But most of the controversies have been around CEOs who were fired or resigned in the wake of accounting fraud at their companies, where they got these huge golden parachutes while the government sought indictments. The situation with Dick Grasso is nothing like that. He's been accused of absolutely no wrongdoing, just being paid too much. So that will add. That will only add to the pressure on boards to keep CEO salaries realistic and at least tie them to the company's performance. And of course, here in the Marketplace newsroom, we'll be following all this, the day's events at the exchange.
It's going to be busy. Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.